This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support.
State, right? It involves having a clear, focused mind that can concentrate the task at hand without distraction. Notice the last two words, without distraction. You know, our attention span has been getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Look at, you know, the reels, YouTube shorts, all of this. We can't hold our attention span, and then we wonder why we can't achieve more in life. Well, part of that is the performance state, right? Performance state is akin to peak performance. But if we can't focus at the task on hand without any distractions, we will never achieve it. So we need to understand how to control our focus, how to control our mind, how to control all of that, which basically is mental clarity. So when you say that you want to, let's just say, you want to write an article, and you start writing the article, and two sentences into it, you go, oh, I got to check the weather. I got to check my stocks. I got to check this. It's all about staying focused and doing that one thing. We can be with our friends, checking our phones, all of this. This does not support the performance state. We need to be disciplined to stay focused at what we are doing and do one thing at a time, which is the essence of mental clarity. When I work with clients around this, around developing, you know, mental strength, a warrior mindset, we really begin with focusing at one thing at a time. Multitasking is a misconception, and what we want to do is time block and do those things very purposefully at each point in time. And again, that leads to mental clarity. Then we want to take a look at our emotional regulation, right? Emotional regulation refers to the ability to manage and control one's emotional responses. In a peak performance state, individuals can maintain a balanced emotional state, avoiding extreme highs and extreme lows, right? So if you're in the gym lifting, if you're in a relationship, trying to work through a relationship, if you're in sales and something pushes your button and you lose it, that is not emotional regulation. We need to know ahead of time what our buttons are, what happens when they get pushed, and why are we so sensitive to those pushing or those buttons being pushed. We need to take a look at ourselves. This is self-reflection, right? But emotional regulation means we understand our emotions. A great tool for this is the Enneagram. The Enneagram is wonderful at providing insights onto our emotional hot buttons. And once we can start to practice that through the Enneagram, we can start to regulate our emotions. But if we can't control our emotions and we go off the deep end quickly, either shut down or go to zero or 100 and not have this in between, we will never be able to reach our peak performance because our emotions will take us out of the game. And there's this whole concept of emotional intelligence, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which would be a good starting point as well. So either emotional intelligence and or the Enneagram. I like the Enneagram because it kind of gives a reason why those buttons are there to help us with emotional regulation. But if we don't have that mental clarity, we probably won't have emotional regulation as well. Then physical readiness, right? Physical readiness encompasses the body's preparedness for action. This includes not only physical fitness and health, but also factors like energy levels, relaxation, and the absence of debilitating stress and fatigue. Ha! We are all fatigue and stress these days. And it's because our belief about having to, one, it's about we can't hold our focus for a period of time so we don't get anything done. We're focusing on multiple projects and we feel stressed because we haven't accomplished anything, where if we just focused on one thing at a time, we would get it done and we would feel better about ourselves. So that is, you know, getting back to mental clarity. But also we want to look at our energy levels. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough recovery time? Are you even getting to the gym? Or do you have a movement practice, whether it's yoga, Pilates, CrossFit, running? If you don't have a movement practice, that helps dissipate the emotions that maybe you would held back a little bit when you're having a conversation. So the physical part is absolutely crucial in the performance state, because we need to be physically ready if we're in a, you know, a sporting event. But even still, we want to have our energy levels and we want to be able to relax on command. If we're having an intense conversation and negotiation for sales and we win or we don't win and we get out of it, we need to be able to relax. We need to cut ourselves off from the ongoing stress of every day. We need to sequester ourselves so that we can have that rest. So our bodies, our parasympathetic nervous system, our central nervous system, our vagus nerves, all of that can repair itself. And if we don't give it time to repair itself, we will not be physically ready to do our best. Also, confidence and belief are important, right? These seem very familiar or very synonymous with the four C's of mental strength, if you're noticing. But confidence and self-belief is vital for peak performance. This component involves having trust in one's ability and a positive attitude towards the task. A lot of people can do things, but they don't have the belief they can do it. And so the confidence begins to weaken, right? And that is one of the C's in mental strength is confidence. And that is your belief, your confidence in your skills and abilities, and your belief in your interpersonal articulation of those things. But in here, we are talking about, can you communicate your confidence about your beliefs, about your skills, about your abilities? Can you demonstrate it? Can you be put up against people that challenge you in your skills and ability and be able to stand up and not shrink like a worn out plant? So we want to be able to keep building our confidence and our self-belief, which go hand in glove. And part of the great thing is go back and look at all your other successes. We tend to forget our successes. We tend to neglect them. And whatever, and at least in my experience, a lot of my clients talk about that, oh, it was easy for me, so it's not that important. Well, if it's easy for you, that's great, because it probably isn't for others. But we want to make a list of our wins, which will build our confidence, which would build our self-belief. And our self-belief and confidence go hand in glove. If we don't have it and we have everything else, you can kiss peak performance goodbye. So it's absolutely critical. And this is where a coach like me or somebody else can help you understand your confidence, understand your self-belief, so that you can achieve the performance that you're looking for. The flow state, right? The flow state, often described as being in the zone, is a critical aspect of the performance state. It's a mental state where individuals are completely immersed in the activity, experience a heightened sense of focus and a deep sense of enjoyment in the task. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi talked about it as flow. It means when you're doing something that is just a little bit out of your capabilities, which requires you to have total focus on that, and you start to execute it, you get in the flow. It doesn't have to be something physically demanding, right? It could be when you're out gardening, when you're running, you get that runner's high. When you are doing something physical, it could be when you're creative, maybe when you're writing a song or creating a picture or creating a sculpture. Any of those can give you access to the flow state, but that flow state actually leads to your performance state. And so when you think back about how many times, you know, you've achieved something and the time just goes flying by, like, wow, I was on this task for 4 hours and only felt like 3 minutes, then you know you're in the flow state. And Steve Kotler has a couple of great books on entering the flow state or the zone. And he works on it. We can purposely get into it. A lot of folks get into it by mistake, but he has some great information on how we can enter the flow state at will. Goal orientation, right? Goal orientation about having clear, well-defined goals that provide direction and motivation. In the performance state, individuals are not only aware of their goals, but also actively working towards them with focus and purposeful mindset. This gets back to mental clarity, right? Doing one thing at a time. And again, with goals, right? We commit in mental strength, which means we set goals and see them through to the end. If we don't have any goals, there's no reason to have mental clarity and have emotional regulation and have the flow state. All of this is irrelevant if we don't have goals. And we can have the short-term goals and long-term goals, which eventually will lead us to the performance state. And a goal is not, oh, I want to make more money. I want to have a better relationship. We need to have some specificity behind it so that we know when we achieve it. And I think there's enough information out there on goal orientation. But again, a great coach like myself can help you with achieving and getting those goals really articulated and defined so that you will be able to hit the performance state. Then resilience and grit, right? This gets back to mental strength, right? Resilience and grit refer to the ability to persevere through challenges and setbacks in the performance state. Now, remember, we're talking about all the components of the performance state, which a lot of us want to achieve, but we didn't know the components. So this podcast is going over all those components, right? So in the performance state, individuals exhibit a strong capacity to bounce back from disappointments and maintain a steadfast commitment to their objectives, right? To their objectives, meaning to their goals. So we had to have goals in order for us to build resilience and grit. But we don't give up at the first sign of struggle. We get a setback, we keep going. Resilience and grit is really, really, it's the key to success. And it's the key to the performance state. If you want to reach a performance state, it's not going to be easy. Heads up, it's not going to be easy. It may take you a while. It may take you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, a year. But if you have that resilience and grit, you will achieve it. But this is all important in the performance state. Also, we want to understand what our optimal stress levels are. If our stress or if we don't have enough engagement, we're going to be bored. If we are too high in stress, we're going to be burned out. So this inverted U is we want to have that optimum performance, which is right at our stretch. So our comfort zone, we get to the edge of it and we may get a little stressed. But then when we just stretch ourselves a little bit and push it, that's where the flow is, right? That optimal performance zone. And that is our stress levels right there. So while excessive stress is detrimental, a certain level of stress, often referred to as eustress, can be beneficial. It can provide the necessary arousal and energy to perform tasks effectively your performance state. Resilience and grit refer to the ability to persevere through challenges and setbacks in the performance state. We talked about that before, exhibiting a strong capacity to bounce back. And when we are in that optimum performance stress level, we then can tap into our grit and resilience. And of course, this all comes together under the mind-body connection. A strong mind connection is essential for peak performance. This involves an awareness of the body's signals and the ability to use mental strategies to influence physical performance, such as through relaxation techniques, visualization, and mindful practices. And if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, you know that the visualization or mental rehearsal is essential. So the mind pre-programs the body to what you want to do. If you don't have any of these components we've talked about, you will not hit your performance state. But this mind-body connection kind of puts it all together. So keep in mind, the performance state is a multifaceted concept, as you've just experienced, with each component playing a crucial role in achieving peak performance. By cultivating mental clarity, emotional regulation, physical readiness, confidence, flow, goal orientation, resilience, optimum stress levels, and a strong mind-body connection, individuals can significantly enhance their ability to perform at their highest level in any domain. Mastering of these components not only leads to improved performance, but also to personal growth and fulfillment. And isn't that what we're all about, is personal growth and fulfillment? If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can go to warriormindcoach.com for more information. While you're there, you can find some blog posts, some other podcasts, and a way to contact me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Achieving peak performance. By cultivating mental clarity, emotional regulation, physical readiness, confidence, flow, goal orientation, resilience, optimum stress levels, and a strong mind-body connection, individuals can significantly enhance their ability to perform at their highest level in any domain. Mastering of these components not only leads to improved performance, but also to personal growth and fulfillment. And isn't that what we're all about, is personal growth and fulfillment? If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can go to warriormindcoach.com for more information. While you're there, you can find some blog posts, some other podcasts, and a way to contact me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.